Colombian American musician Soraya works in two worlds. She's had hits on Spanish language charts, and her success in English has caught the attention of Alanis Morissette, Tori Amos, and Sting, who have asked her to be an opening act on their tours. But Soraya's career also has taken some difficult turns. NPR's Felix Contreras reports.
Like many people in this country, Soraya is bicultural. Her parents came to the U.S. from Cali, Colombia, and she was born in Point Pleasant, New Jersey, 33 years ago. Her home was an island of Colombian culture, as her family moved back and forth between the U.S. and Colombia while she was growing up.
I remember being in Colombia, sitting on the floor in my uncle's house and hearing him play with his uncle. They were playing an instrument called a tiple, which is a kind of a guitar with triple strings. They were singing in three-part harmony, and that was my defining moment. I was 5 years old, and I knew at that moment, listening to a song called Pueblito Viejo, that that was what I was meant to do.
Rita consentida, colgada del cielo, como un farolito que puso mi Dios, para que alumbrara las noches calladas. Este pueblo viejo de mi corazón.
For Soraya, being bicultural also meant being bilingual. Her world was shaped by the Spanish her parents insisted she speak at home, and by the English that made its way into her life through music.
Once we were in the States full time, I was listening to, you know, Fleetwood Mac and Joni Mitchell, Ricky Lee Jones, and of course Carole King. And I knew every song in Tapestry. It's crazy how I listened to that record.
During high school, she started to write her own music in English and Spanish, learning to express herself in both languages.
No rompas el silencio, no tienes por qué hablar. Tus ojos te han delatado. Perdona si no lloro, o no comienzo a gritar. Mis emociones se han gastado.
You need more words in Spanish to say the same thing. has been my sort of deduction of this whole thing. It's a much more fluid language. It's much more melodic. And you can get away with more romanticism without coming off a bit too corny. There are things that I can get away with in Spanish that I wouldn't be able to translate well in English, so I sort of have to give it a different spin.
You don't have to say, I don't need to hear the words. I got the news from your expression. Excuse me if I don't cry. Forgive me if I don't break down. My words are drowning in confusion.
Soraya's talent for writing in both languages landed her a record deal in 1996. Each of her first two CDs were released twice, once in Spanish and once in English. Her singles became hits on Spanish language radio in this country and all over Latin America, while her English records were very popular in Europe. She built a broad base of fans in both languages. Among them was one of her childhood heroes, Carole King, with whom she collaborated on the title cut of her second CD.
She's got a really natural instinct for songwriting, and her voice is just beautiful. She and I wrote a song together with Maya Sharp called Wall of Smiles. And her voice singing that song is just beautiful.
Preguntas cómo estoy. Muy bien, gracias. No tengo tiempo. Hablamos otro día. Doy la vuelta y sin huellas corro a mi hogar.
Soraya was poised to take her career to the next level with her third album.
We had almost 2 years worth of touring, promo and shows. Everything was set up, ready to go. As I like to say, that machinery was in place. And we officially released the record at the end of May of the year 2000. But on June 5th of 2000, I went to the doctor, and that day was told that I had actually stage 3 breast cancer.
Soraya was considered high risk. Her grandmother lost her battle with cancer, as did Soraya's mother and her mother's sister. The singer put her career on hold and recorded a video telling her fans what had happened. It was aired on Spanish language television, and she says the response was overwhelming. She received thousands of emails of support from women and men from all over Latin America.
It may seem to a lot of women going through this that they are going through it alone. And within those emails, I realized that women were thanking me. They were either going through it themselves, or they had lost their mom, or they had lost their sister, or a husband couldn't get his wife inspired enough to go out with him, even though she had lost her hair. So many stories that were just heartbreaking that I said, okay, if I'm feeling okay, then we're going to try to fix this a little bit.
Fixing this meant becoming an advisor and spokesperson for the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation. Soraya has also teamed with Procter & Gamble to launch a breast cancer outreach campaign. Products will include brochures, a CD-ROM, and a new song.
Now I'm breathing once again, and time has shown me the power of my strength. This journey is an ever-winding road, and I will walk it proud, tall and strong.
Throughout her treatment, Soraya continued to write songs, but she did not tour or record. Nevertheless, her fans stayed close by through the internet.
People went through the treatment with me, you know. And now that I'm finally finished with everything, thank God, and I'm doing very well, they're celebrating with me. So it's actually been a very, very incredible experience.
Soraya is close to signing a new record deal to record the songs she has written during her recovery. She remains healthy and is in the third year of the five needed for the cancer to be considered in remission. Felix Contreras, NPR News, Washington.
Some of Soraya's songs are at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Alex Chadwick will be your host tomorrow. I'm Bob Edwards.
Perdona si no lloro, o no comienzo a gritar.